This is JIS News. Coming up, Customs Department projects 10% increase in revenue, oil and gas explorations to begin later this week, and Memorial Park being built in honor of 1907 earthquake victims. The news in detail after the break.
With our work for the ministry in the inner cities, we at the CSJP found that a lot of the youth who were getting into trouble just needed some guidance and opportunity. The JDF internship program offered a good mix of direction and marketable skills.
So the program gives them an opportunity to get some marketable skills. You would never believe the transformation in confidence and attitude. I am Corporal Aitman K at JDF.
I am Patrice Tomlinson Nephew for the CSJP. And together,
we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Now the news. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Rees is projecting revenues to increase by approximately 10% for the Jamaica Customs Agency this fiscal year. Major Rees says this is due to the ongoing implementation of the automated system for customs data, ASICUDA. The system has so far helped the agency reduce waste and reduplication of resources, decrease wait time for clearing personal shipments, and also streamline key organizational processes.
Moving to a digital platform will certainly eliminate a lot of costs and will make ease of doing business. It will drive the better intelligence and analysis to determine breaches. We estimate that we should see 10 to 20% more revenue.
Major Rees was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The Jamaica Customs Agency earned approximately $119 million for the April to November 2015 period, $14 million more than its target of $105.2 million. Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says exploration for oil and gas petroleum will begin later this week. The exploration is being undertaken by Tullow Jamaica Limited, which is set to conduct seismic survey activities across the country. Minister Paulwell says if Jamaica can source its own oil and gas, this will significantly boost the country's efforts to achieve energy independence.
One of the large companies involved in oil and gas exploration has expressed this interest. They have signed an agreement with Jamaica, committing the spending of $70 million to pursue this project. There are a number of companies now that have approached the government to find other areas in and around Jamaica for exploration.
Tullow Jamaica will use a BGP Challenger vessel to conduct the surveys. This activity is being carried out under a product-sharing agreement signed between the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica and Tullow Jamaica late last year. Tullow Jamaica Limited will conduct surveys of 3,000 kilometers across the island. A $15 million park is being constructed in Greenwich Town as a memorial to those who lost their lives in the 1907 earthquake. Work on the five-acre property will include the installation of benches and public facilities, renovation of the memorial statue, and the establishment of shops where memorabilia can be sold. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says she's pleased with the work done so far and looks forward to the completed project.
A great deal of work has been done here, and I think it is tribute to the memory of all those who died in the earthquake and were buried here. And we feel it is important for us to really beautify the area and to do the work that was necessary on the monument in honor of those that were buried.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says plans are also in place to develop the park as a tourist attraction. The work is being jointly funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund. And Minister of Tourism Dr. Wickham McNeil is urging Jamaicans to protect the island's beaches for continued investment and development of the tourism industry. Dr. McNeil says as the ministry continues to embark on its National Beach Development Program, citizens are being encouraged to care for the upgraded beaches. Some 30 beaches island-wide have been selected by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, to be developed as public beaches. The tourism minister says Jamaicans are set to benefit economically from this initiative.
The benefits of this program are going to be far-reaching. As this beaches program unfolds, there's a whole other element that also unfolds. We want investment in Jamaica, but we don't want only hotels and hotels on the beaches. We want a whole other range of investments that are poised to take off.
The National Beach Development Program is being undertaken by the TEF in partnership with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.